Imagine standing before a mirror and seeing not just your reflection, but a dear friend in need of comfort. Would you criticize their flaws or offer them kindness? This question lies at the heart of self-compassion, a revolutionary approach to self-relationship that transforms how we handle life's inevitable struggles. Unlike self-esteem, which depends on success or approval, self-compassion offers unconditional acceptance through life's ups and downs. It's not about lowering standards or making excuses. It's about creating an emotionally supportive environment where growth can flourish. When we fail or face difficulties, most of us respond with harsh self-criticism, believing it motivates improvement. Yet research consistently shows the opposite. Self-criticism activates our threat defense system, triggering anxiety that actually impairs performance and learning. Self-compassion, by contrast, activates our mammalian caregiving system, releasing oxytocin and creating feelings of safety where true growth can occur. What makes this approach so powerful is that it works with our biology, not against it. Our brains evolve to respond to kindness with reduced stress hormones and enhanced well-being. By treating ourselves with the same care we'd offer a good friend, we tap into our natural capacity for healing and resilience. The paradox is beautiful. By accepting our imperfections, we create the emotional safety needed to acknowledge mistakes and grow from them. Self-compassion consists of three practical components. First is mindfulness, the ability to see our pain clearly without minimizing or exaggerating it. Like a still pool reflecting reality, mindfulness creates space between our experiences and reactions, allowing us to acknowledge struggles without being consumed by them. The second element, common humanity, transforms isolation into connection. When we fail, we often feel uniquely flawed, but recognizing our shared imperfection connects us to the broader human experience. That Me Too response to vulnerability demonstrates this principle. Finally, there's kindness, offering ourselves warmth and support instead of harsh judgment when we falter. This is really difficult right now. How can I comfort myself? This isn't making excuses, but creating conditions for healing and growth. These elements work together to enhance well-being. Research shows people with higher self-compassion experience greater happiness, optimism, and resilience while reporting less depression, anxiety, and stress. Self-compassion transforms our physiological response from fight or flight to a state of calm connection. Psychology long emphasized self-esteem as essential for mental health, but it has a fundamental flaw. It's conditional, depending on success, appearance, or others' approval. When we fall short of these standards, our self-esteem crumbles. Self-compassion offers a more stable foundation by meeting imperfections with kindness rather than judgment. We wouldn't value friends only when they succeed, yet we often apply this harsh standard to ourselves. Research shows self-compassionate people maintain emotional balance during setbacks and often achieve more because they're not paralyzed by fear of failure. Self-criticism wastes mental bandwidth that could fuel growth, while self-compassion redirects that energy productively. This approach also enhances relationships. When we're not competing for self-esteem or hiding flaws, we can be more authentic and vulnerable, creating deeper connections based on mutual acceptance rather than performance. Self-compassion balances two complementary energies, tender and fierce. Tender self-compassion, yin, embraces what is with acceptance and care, the voice that acknowledges pain and processes difficult emotions. Fierce self-compassion, yang, actively protects, provides, and motivates by setting boundaries and driving positive change. Both energies are essential. Without fierceness, tender compassion becomes passive. Without tenderness, fierce energy turns harsh. This balance helps us advocate for ourselves while accepting imperfections without abandoning growth. For women especially, reclaiming fierce energy can be revolutionary. Often socialized as nurturers, many women struggle to express anger, set boundaries, or prioritize their needs, Yet fierce self-compassion maintains the same compassionate intention as tenderness, just directed toward protection and change rather than acceptance. From childhood, girls learn that nice girls don't get angry. While boys are encouraged to express anger assertively, girls are taught to suppress it, prioritizing harmony over honest expression. This unexpressed anger turns inward, manifesting as self-criticism, depression, and anxiety. Anger itself isn't problematic. It alerts us to threats and injustice, focusing attention and energizing action. The challenge is distinguishing between destructive anger that damages relationships and constructive anger that addresses problems and protects boundaries. Throughout history, women's righteous anger has fueled social progress. From suffragettes to the hashtag movement, collective anger transformed into action has created profound change. As Audre Lorde stated, "When I dare to be powerful, to use my strength in the service of my vision, then it becomes less and less important whether I am afraid." Self-compassion offers a path to working skillfully with anger. Rather than suppressing or being consumed by it, we can acknowledge anger with mindfulness, connect to our shared humanity, and respond with self-kindness. This transforms raw anger into what Neff calls caring force, powerful energy directed toward alleviating rather than causing suffering. Fierce self-compassion requires the courage to protect ourselves from harm. Like a mother bear defending her cubs, this protective energy helps us set boundaries against mistreatment and stand up for our dignity, whether saying no to excessive demands, speaking up against disrespect, or leaving harmful situations. Women often struggle with boundaries due to socialization that emphasizes accommodation. Fierce self-compassion gives permission to prioritize integrity over approval. This isn't selfish, but sustainable. Respecting our limits allows us to give from fullness rather than depletion. For trauma survivors, fierce self-compassion aids recovery by reclaiming personal power and reducing PTSD symptoms. Combining protective action with tender care creates conditions for healing. Even our inner critic responds to fierce self-compassion. Rather than fighting self-criticism, we can acknowledge its protective intent and offer a better alternative. I understand you're trying to keep me safe, but your harsh approach causes more harm than good. This balanced approach neither accepts injustice passively nor burns out fighting it. By honoring both protection and kindness, we create a relationship with ourselves that supports genuine healing. The journey of self-compassion means embracing our messy, complex humanity with kindness and courage, which paradoxically creates conditions for genuine transformation. As Neff's son observed, life is supposed to be messy. Our struggles aren't flaws, but integral parts of being human. Self-compassion offers a radical alternative to both harsh self-criticism and superficial self-esteem. It meets our humanity with kindness, our challenges with courage, and our growth with patience, supporting both personal well-being and our capacity to help others. This practice develops both fierce and tender aspects of compassion, with the practice itself providing correction when we notice imbalance. The integration of these energies mirrors societal shifts toward greater balance, as loosening gender roles allow each person to develop their full human potential. In an achievement-fixated culture, self-compassion reminds us that how we travel matters as much as where we arrive. By treating ourselves with the kindness we'd offer a friend, we create an inner sanctuary from which authentic growth flourishes. Not self-indulgence, but the profound wisdom that compassion, not criticism, leads to becoming our best selves.